Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Plowing these fields in the hot summer sun. Over by the gate, Lordy, here she comes with a basket full of chicken and a big cold jug of sweet tea. I make a little room and she climbs on up. Open up a throttle and stir a little dust. Just look at her face, she ain't a fooling me.
This is the American Family Farmer. Every week we get together to talk about the news that affects the smaller family farms in America. We'll talk to somebody who is doing something on a relatively small farm that may be an idea for you to pursue. And then we have my opinions on some big story or big event or something that's going on the farm. That happens each week on this program. I'm Doug Steffen. Let me take you to a focus first on cancer and how ag chemicals and herbicides and pesticides and fertilizers and nitrates are affecting the family farm. According to an oncologist who was interviewed by the Des Moines Register, his name is Dr. Richard Deming, he said, quote, "We're not yet at the point where we can say what every single chemical that gets into our water supply, onto our skin that we breathe in, what does it do? But you can be sure that the amount of ag chemicals that all farmers are exposed to compared to what's going on in other countries is one that may be contributing factors to the state of cancer on the farm in America." And so I go to one state here, and that's the state of Iowa, where there are lots of, you know, you go to the college sports arena and you look at the fertilizer logos all over the place, and you look at the hybrid corn ads on radio and TV. And I know there are people that listen to this program. I know stations in Iowa and other states that have taken this program off because of my approach to handling what goes on as a result of the chemicals and herbicides and pesticides that are being used. So you can say what you will, but the facts pretty much speak for themselves in terms of cancer. The nitrates in drinking water have been linked to a number of adult cancers. Nitrates, as you know, is a key ingredient in much of the fertilizer that's sold. It causes blue baby syndrome, but there's a link between it also. Anybody ingesting nitrates from drinking water to colorectal cancer, for example. If you pay for the study, if one of these companies like Monsanto pays for a study, the study's going to come out making Monsanto look good. If nobody's paying for it and it's being done by a university, let's say, like the 30-year study of 89,000 pesticide applicators, the farmers, if you will, in North Carolina, it has provided a lot of data showing that farmers have a vulnerability to the top four cancers. And so, therefore, Iowa, as it turns out, is number two in the ranks of states that have cancer. Number two on the list. And it's liver cancer, it's bile duct cancer, it's all the stuff that is related to the herbicide atrazine. Because it's also a producer of lung and prostate cancer, according to a study that was out last year. So why are some states at higher risk than others? I think that's kind of a duh. More states that use these, I'm looking at Iowa again, nitrate attributable cancer ranges from 2 to 10 cases per 100,000 people, putting Iowa among the four states in the country that have the highest risk of coming down with a lethal cancer. Illinois, Nebraska, and Missouri are the other states, and they're the big corn states, and there's a lot of spraying going on. And also, there's something that's connected to hog growing. There are a number of farmers that have been involved in a 30-year health study that's looking at this thing and heart disease and that sort of thing. And one of the things, there was a story about a fellow who was raising poultry. There was another story about a guy who was in the pig business, and what he was feeding, what both of them were feeding, were traditional corn and soybean mixes. Anyway, I guess I can go on with this for a long time, but you got the, I hope you have the idea that I'm telling you this is something that is eventful, that's important, and dangerous for all farmers to consider what they put. And you can say, well, without this, I don't have as big a harvest, and I won't make as much money, and I won't be able to pay my bills. Well, I guess you have to decide whether or not this is the only thing you can use, and do you do it at the risk of shortening your life? That seems to be the question. That'd be the question I'd be asking at any rate. All right, let's move over to Michigan, which is the largest net exporter of eggs. I'm talking about export, not the largest egg-producing state in the country, but it is one of the seven biggest. It has avoided the avian flu. Why is that? Well, it was that way until earlier this month when a commercial flock of 2 million birds in Ionia County confirmed to have the largest problem. It is the largest poultry farm in the state, so therefore they have, it's Herbuck's Poultry Ranch. They have the biggest problem. 6 days after the flock was confirmed to be positive, another location in the same county was found to be positive. They had 2 million birds. So in total, over 4 million birds affected by this outbreak. And it is, you know, it's so lethal, it kills almost all of the chickens within 48 hours of them getting it. And so, once the virus is detected in a flock, the whole flock has to be killed. It's a wild card for sure. The outbreak that was, about 10 years ago, didn't seem to be this severe. This is a really tough one. Texas also had a commercial egg layer operation. Almost 2 million birds, they tested positive. So then what do we do with all these birds? 88 million birds have been affected nationwide. 1,000 flocks in 48 states, 477 commercial flocks. And so this most recent announcement comes after bird flu was detected in Michigan at a dairy farm. So this is the thing that really people are struggling to try to figure out. How can a cow get to become HPAI positive? And, you know, the disease, certainly it doesn't kill the cow, but it causes them to lessen the amount of milk that they are giving. Their appetite isn't good. And so the cows that have it, they can be taken from the herd, and they can be Texas, there's Kansas, there's New Mexico, there's Ohio, Idaho, South Dakota, North Carolina. At least one herd in all of those states have been affected by this virus. And it just goes wherever it goes. It's not in one county or one state. It's just going to go where it goes. And so in places where the poultry and dairy farming families are put together, then there is, you know, obviously there's more danger there. I've never heard of a cow getting this stuff before now. And there was a human case as well reported in Texas. The same strain of virus that was found in Michigan, the same strain that was in Kansas. So you got the conclusion you're going to make is that this thing can happen on a dairy farm, and it could kill one person. So I guess the word to the wise is sufficient when it comes to that. More news on the American Family Farmer coming up. I'm Doug Steffen with the latest on this program that's going on right now at Calitrin. You can lose weight, you can keep it off, you make the decision, and you make an intelligent decision after you go to the website, toploss.com, and look around and see the success stories of people who have been taking this product sometimes for quite a long time. I know that they recommend a 90-day supply, and that gets you started, but I just find that health, as we were just kind of talking about here, is the greatest wealth. So the spring sale now continuing. You can take back your health by losing the weight. It's a perfect time for you to stock up with the amazing savings that's going on at TopLoss.com. Go to TopLoss.com, use the discount code Doug, free shipping, and all the greatest bargain. Why not take advantage of it? Now's the perfect time to stock up, as I said. Spring sale now at Calitrin. Check out TopLoss.com.
This is the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. Doug Steffen here with my friend Elizabeth Miller, who comes to us from Calitrin's. This is the only one around anywhere that will help you lose weight the natural way and keep it off. There are other things about Calitrin that are important to note. One, it's not only something that comes as a capsule, but it comes as a liquid and it comes as a powder. And I understand that there's a new flavorless powder.
Well, the powder is just super easy to store and transport. It mixes really well with the frother that we send you free, and it also has no flavor at all. So it basically just dissipates into the water when you mix it up. So it's like drinking a glass of water at bedtime. A lot of people who already have several medications that they're taking at bedtime, or maybe you just have trouble swallowing capsules, that powder is a really awesome option.
The deal 50% off for the products at TopLoss.com. That includes Calitrin, which is your number one product. By the way, use Doug and you get free shipping. TopLoss.com is where you go. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller. Let's lose some weight. Now on the American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen with a focus on urban farming. It has been very successful, but there are some people, there's an article in Modern Farmer, and I think I also saw this on the Bloomberg site, stories that with research that urban farming is tough on the climate, which is completely wrong. I probably should save the story for my opining. There's a study released at earth.com with a single out-of-context data point. It reads, urban agriculture's carbon footprint is six times greater than normal farms. Where do they get that? Supposedly, students at the University of Michigan, where the study that came up with that was conducted, organized a letter to researchers pointing out the issues with the study. The most critical issue, when urban farms are separated from community gardens in the study, the higher rate of greenhouse gas emissions essentially disappears. So urban farms are not community gardens. And yet that's what people are led to believe by people who don't have a clue. I think it was irresponsible of Modern Farmer to publish this, and Bloomberg, maybe they don't know any better, but certainly Modern Farmer knows better. So if you see this study, ignore it, because it's inaccurate. And I would even say inappropriate. I encourage this. I think it's a great idea, frankly, to have these urban gardens, urban growing. Good for them. In a moment, we're going to meet Alexis Burnham from Burnham Orchards. Let's find out what's going on there right after these words here on the American Family Farmer.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
After the hour on this week's American Family Farmer program, I'm Doug Steffen with Alexis Burnham, who comes to us from Burnham Orchards, which is in Ohio, and it's as good a place as any to have a family orchard, I guess, right, Alexis? Why not?
Yeah, absolutely. Why not?
Yep. So whereabouts in Ohio are you?
We are in a town called Berlin Heights, Ohio. It is about 10 minutes south of where Thomas Edison was born, and about 20 minutes, right? Very cool. 20 minutes away from the Lake Erie.
So it's the town is Burnham, the same as
Berlin
your family
Heights.
Name?
No, Burnham. No, Berlin, like Germany.
Oh, Berlin Heights. Okay, mm-hmm. I misunderstood that. Berlin Heights. All right. I was thinking you and your family controlled the town.
We have. It's a town of 925 people, so it wouldn't be too hard.
You're pretty influential. I'm betting that you are.
Yeah.
Right. So tell us about the origins of the Burnham family farm.
Yeah, absolutely. We're actually 210 years old this year.
Wow.
We're the oldest business in Ohio. We have a commencement little statue in our capital in Columbus, Ohio. But we are just so incredibly blessed. I'm seventh generation, a part of our operation. So we've been family owned and operated for the last 210 years.
Wow, we have. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. And to see just the growth and how things have changed even from when I was young, and I'll be 30 in a couple of weeks, to now has been so intriguing. But I was just asking my grandpa how interesting it's been to watch the technology. One of the things he's been talking about a lot lately is the speed of some of our planters. He said back in his day, 7 miles per hour was pretty fast. Now they're releasing models that go 15 miles per hour.
Wow.
I think I'm going
faster when I'm mowing hay at 6 or 7 miles an hour. Trying to figure how we can, how could we have a machine? I have a lot of old stuff, so maybe that's my problem. The newer things make it easier.
The 2024, yes, this is a brand new model, just hit the market. We didn't get it because it was astronomical in price, but it was cool to see it.
Yeah, to see it.
Yeah. So my grandpa, who I just referred to, he's Joseph Burnham III. My dad is the fourth. And Joseph Burnham III really takes a lot of the credit from transitioning Burnhams from a small farm to a big operation. So we started off, we can actually date our lineage back to the Mayflower. Wow. When O.C. Burnham left the Mayflower, they got a grant for, I believe it was 15 acres in Ohio before Ohio was even developed or anything along those lines. So they moved over here as one of the first people to clear the forest and actually create the land for farming. From then until my grandpa Burnham, who will be 75 on May 14th, until he was 18, we were a small operation. We had less than 30 acres. In 2024, we have over 35 acres of peaches, 400 acres of apples, and 600 acres of additional land, wheat, corn, those sorts of things.
Mm-hmm. So you have tradition, and yet you have nuance. There's a little bit of everything, kind of, it sounds like. Orchard business is probably the public face of Burnham Orchards, but yet there are a lot of other things going on, but you got a lot of apples, man. That's a lot of, it would seem to me, a couple hundred acres of apples. That sounds like a pretty large apple orchard. All right, hold on a second. We're going to continue. Alexis Burnham is here from Burnham Orchards in Berlin Heights, Ohio. I was giving them too much credit for controlling the town, but there is it. That's the reality. Okay, hold on a second. We continue on this week's American Family Farmer in a matter of moments. Here, stick around.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The United States providing Ukraine with its largest military aid package to date. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin announced Friday a package worth $6 billion, which will include munitions for Patriot missile defense systems.
That will allow us to procure new capabilities for Ukraine from U.S. industry.
Austin expressed gratitude to Congress for passing foreign aid legislation that allocates over $60 billion in aid for Ukraine. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell told NBC's Meet the Press that he doesn't believe presidents should have absolute immunity for actions taken while in office. This comes as the Supreme Court heard arguments related to former President Trump on Thursday. McConnell reiterated a stance which he made after voting to acquit Trump following the 2021 Capitol riot, suggesting that the former president could be held accountable by the justice system. And gas prices have risen slightly. AAA says the national average is now $3.66, up 1 cent from Thursday. John Schaefer, USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to see one, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Song, song of the South. Sweet potato pie and I shut my mouth. Gone, gone with the wind. There ain't nobody looking back again. Cotton on the roadside, cotton in the ditch. We all picked the cotton, but we never got rich. Daddy was a veteran, a Southern
Democrat. Now 34 after the hour, second half hour of the American Family Farmer. I'm looking at a website. You can go to check out what Alexis is telling us about and her family's orchards. Burnham, B-U-R-N-H-A-M, burnhamorchards.com. It tells you the story of the family, tells you the story of the farm, tells you the story of the operation that's going on right now, or at least it gives you some hints. The story much better coming from Alexis Burnham. It sounds to me like she's in up to her Mickey with this. So how do you decide in terms of the varieties of peaches or apples or whatever else that you have in the orchard? How do you decide? Are these the apples or all the other fruits? Are they things that you have perhaps, I was going to say made, but the hybrid stuff that goes on, people coming up with new varieties. Have you done some of the original stuff on the farm there, or is it are all the things that you grow sort of traditional?
So we, great question. We love and lean into the hybrid apples. We were actually a part of one of the grafting teams to create Honeycrisp. We had a couple of their initial pilot trees, if you will, where they were testing the ability and taste and texture and things like that. So yes, we absolutely have Honeycrisp. We partner with a company called Fresh Forward, and they are actually a research and development specific organization that recently came up with Ludacrisp is one of the latest varieties.
Ludacrisp?
Yeah, Ludacrisp. Yes, sir. Yeah, yeah.
Now, the next thing you have to develop, though, Alexis, is Lunacrisp. You're going to have an apple that's shaped like the moon, or maybe looks like the moon. If it's going to be Luda crisp, must be crazy crisp. And right? So, yeah,
it's
let's
crazy
have that.
Juicy. Yep, yeah. That's why I named it that.
Crisp and juicy.
Crisp and juicy. It also has an incredible shelf life. You're looking at 4 to 6 weeks in the right temperature, which is pretty significant for an apple. Yeah,
it is significant.
Yeah, we have so Honeycrisp, Ludacrisp, Evercrisp is one that came out in the market between Honeycrisp and Ludacrisp that we also have. And then we have over 14 different, what you would call standard variety apples, your more traditional apples. Yes, sir.
Yeah. So when people come, is this, do you have a store inside an old barn? What is the scenario? Again, a lot of people have gotten out of dairying, which is shameful and hurtful to me because I'm a dairy guy. The idea of people going to veggies and fruits comes from a lot of dairy. So I'm wondering if that, I think you said that there were cows on the, when you're like in the early 1900s and your great-great-great-grandfather was around, or even great-great-great-great-greater-grandfather was around, and there were cows, right?
Yes, they had cows, and then we got into pig farming for a little bit, but ultimately decided the apples was where the passion is, and the quality of fruit that we are producing is outstanding. I worked in Manhattan outside of college, after college for about 5 years, and I would have my family ship out apples to my manager, my manager's manager, and they said we ruined apples for them because when they're going to these New York and New Jersey orchards, it's not the same. I give credit to that. But when someone is coming into Burnham Orchards, they are coming into a barn. It actually burnt down in 1975. Half of it did. There's a piece in the market where you can see where it's still burned and scalded from the heat when everything else came down. So it is, the back half is original. It's our old packing house where we used to pack apples. And then the front half was rebuilt in early 1970. My father was born 1972, so I think it was 1970 that the barn came back up. And then also on the farm, we do have an original 110-year-old barn that is still standing. We are revamping that to be an event space as we speak. And we also have the original farmhouse from 1815 that my grandparents still live in to this day. So there's a lot of history.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. So now speaking about them, I need to know about Grandma B's Bakery. That is something that all orchards should have. Not necessarily Grandma B to do it, but Grandma somebody or other should be doing a bakery. And I think they do a lot of times. What's the benefit? What do you find there other than it keeps your grandmother busy? What else is it? I mean, it's got to be a source of great revenue because people, when you walk into a place like this and you smell, I'm sure you're smart enough to load up the ovens with the smell of cooking pies and stuff like that, that really turns everybody on, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So we love Grandma B's Bakery. It's named after my great-great-great-grandma, Beatrice, Beatrice Burnham. And we follow a lot of her original recipes. So we have apple fritters, pies, coffee cakes, tarts, cookies, brownies, donuts, everything that you can think of that just, it smells delicious. It's hard not to eat them.
I was going to say, how's the waistline of the family when all this stuff is around? It's going to be...
Luckily for farmers, we're always moving, so we keep pretty healthy. Having said that, it is hard. There's a lot of self-discipline.
I would think
But people People come to us for our apple fritters and our pies specifically. We have had requests to mail them out all the way to Las Vegas, but we love having Grandma B's Bakery, and we have a hard cider tap room. They are right next to each other. So I love when people come in as a family because the kids can run off and go play in the activities. The parents are grabbing a sweet treat and a drink and then heading out and enjoying themselves as well, just walking around the park.
They can get sloshed before they go outside to run around.
Exactly. Right? Fun for the kids, fun for the adults, and that's food it. To then get us back behind the wheel.
All right. So agritourism is something that has it's on the minds of lots of people. Hard to do that. I raise Jersey replacement heifers, and I've tried sort of the agritourism thing, and it just I do give tours around because the youngsters love to go out in the pasture with the mm-hmm. cows, and the cows run around and chase the wagon because we always give the passengers bread, and the cows know that, and so they'll follow you all around the pasture. It's kind of a fun thing, actually.
Yeah.
So, at any rate, I want to know how you deal with agritourism. Hold on a second. We're going to pause, do a couple of things, and then we get back to our discussion with Ideas Galore here. Alexis Burnham from Burnham Orchards in Berlin Heights, Ohio, here on the American Family Farmer. Doug Steffen with a word to the wise about traveling. If you are listening to this program and you have a couple of spare days, may I give you a suggestion? You can go to Las Vegas, not have to pay for a hotel. Let's say you want to take a last-minute trip. You can do that by calling 800-419-3684. Translates to 800-419-DUG. And if you call that number right now, there are operators standing by. They will hook you up with one of the 15 or 16 hotels that are connected to 541 Travels so that you'll get that 3 days and two nights, and maybe even you could get tickets to a Las Vegas show. Those are kind of a random drawing, but get now onto the phone, 800-419-3684, and go ready to play to Las Vegas with those 3 days and two nights free. Doug Steffen with my friend Elizabeth Miller, who comes to us from Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. This is the only one around anywhere that will help you lose weight the natural way and keep it off. All right, let's go over one more time as time allows. The deal, 50% off in essence for the products at toploss.com. That includes Calotren, which is your number one product.
Yes, and if you want to do a custom pack or maybe you want to call and speak to one of our Calotren consultants, tell us your specific needs. We can also build you custom packs by the phone, too. So toploss.com or call us 833-TOPLOSS.
One of the great things about this, by the way, use a Doug and you get free shipping and access to all these things, but you can get a counselor to help you in your weight loss efforts, and that's a fabulous thing, unique to the Calotren folks. Toploss.com is where you go. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller here from Calotren to help us all be inspired as spring has sprung. Let's lose some weight. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. This is the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DUG. Back here on the American Family Farmer, my guest is Alexis Burnham, who, along with her family, runs Burnham Orchards in Berlin Heights, Ohio. Website is burnhamorchards.com. So I'm in the interest of trying to figure out all the ways you can to make money. Agritourism is a big deal. I see you have a lot of things that are devoted to children? Is that year-round or is that a special, like, special time of year?
We have activities for children year-round. Our biggest season, though, is harvest season.
Sure.
As you know, most of the consumers, yeah, love to for apple orchards around then. So during harvest season, in the last two weekends of September all the way through October, we actually host fall festivals, and we end up bringing about 20 to 35,000 people to our orchard over those 6 weekends. We have incredible food trucks that come out that we do get a percentage of, you know, thinking about how this is profitable for farmers. We have a fairground style where they can eat and everything for free, but once they get to the activities, they do pay a cover charge and they go in. We have a 400 foot mega slide that is 400 feet off the ground. They go down, they can race down there in these fun tubes. We have bounce houses, we have hay rides, we have two different corn mazes, one for kids, one for adults, over 30 different activities within an acre where they can just walk around different vendors. This year we actually opened up a deli. So next to Grandma B's Bakery, I haven't named it yet, but there's a deli included. So that's what we're really looking at to bring people in. And my other cool investment we made this year is we have apple cannons now, which I don't know
apple
if you ever played.
Cannons?
Yes, you heard me right, Doug, an apple cannon. So they load up these apples. We can set them to whatever size. We typically do what we call deer apples. So they're a smaller apple. They put the apple in the cannon, they point and they shoot. It's something out of Star Wars, it feels like to me. But it is amazing. It's really fun.
It sounds like it could be very large. You don't get hit on the head with an apple. So I'm interested also in how you use, we have a couple of minutes left, how do you use social media? The younger the folks on the farm are, the more they're likely to use social media. What's your formula there?
First key to great social media presence for agritourism or any orchard is consistency. So even if you don't have a big announcement or you don't have a sale or anything where you are trying to get people in the door, just posting about the day-to-day operation at the farm is always something people love to enjoy. You would be surprised how many younger generations don't know where apples come from. The fact that they're grown on a tree, the fact that you need to wash them.
They don't know where milk comes from. They think it comes from the grocery store.
Yeah. Oh, or the brown cows give chocolate milk. So all of that to say is we focus heavy on consistency. So if you go onto our Facebook page right now, you'll see my face, you'll see Savannah's face. We try to be personable. The other half of it is if you've been in Orchard as long as we've been open, a lot of our loyal customers are a part of my grandparents and father's generation. So it's been really interesting for me to try and reposition our social media as more family oriented. So when you're coming here, you're not stuck here watching your kids like you would be at a bounce house. You're involved and you're able to enjoy the drink at your bakery and things like that. So really focusing on how can I make parents and kids entertained at a price they can afford in this economy, that's been our key with social media promoting that.
I see an old Ford, what was called the Workmaster. I had one of those once, the old Ford tractors, and there's an old John Deere. Do you have mostly older tractors around? Is that what people like to see? What do you have for tractors?
Yes. Oh, my goodness. We actually have four up for sale right now. We even have our old T-Mobile. That is, oh, goodness, I can't, early 19, I don't even know, honestly, when that's from. But yes, my grandpa actually used to have an antique show with over 80 tractors that were his that buy, collect, paint, all of those sorts of things. In 2010, he got rid of a lot of them, but we still have about two dozen left. And he just got a couple of them painted. So yeah, we have, not the right person to ask for names, but we have a ton of antiques.
All of these things you can explore at burnhamorchards.com. Alexis Burnham here, part of the family, the long list of people on the family who have been working the farm. Perfect example of making the farm work in 2024. Alexis, congratulations. Best of luck to you. Keep up the good work. Happy to have you here on this week's American Family Farmer.
Thank you so much, Doug.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The hour now, this week's American Family Farmer program. Earlier in the news segment, the news portion of the program, I was talking about cancers and things that are tied to the use of certain chemicals and things that are applied to land. And I told the story because it applies to family farms, but more certainly it applies to big ag and the big companies that own a lot of the land. And they run and control, whether it's ADM or Cargill, they'd probably like to sue me for suggesting that what goes on the farms that they own and control lead to pediatric cancers and birth defects. But that's what the evidence shows. And so when the news media gets a hold of stuff like this, they twist it and they turn it around so that it looks like all farms are polluting all of the streams, all of the land, and pretty soon we're all going to be dead because of the irresponsibility of agriculturalists, if you will, farmers, ranchers. But that's not true at all. This is a big ag problem. The major agricultural corporations that are appropriately blamed for pollution, the rise specifically in pediatric cancers and birth defects, have been noted, have been studied. Fertilizer runoff, pesticide leaching, methane emissions, that's what everybody likes to blame the cows, which is because I know more than the average bear I know that that stuff is not true, and I'm happy to debate anybody who wants to come to me and say, okay, let's talk about methane. Yep, I'll be happy to talk about methane with you. But there are pollutants, no question about that. And as I said earlier in the program, I went through some of those things that are taking a heavy toll on the natural systems of farming, the environment around farming, and the human farmers who are there. So how do we fix the problem? Well, you got to look at the sources. A lot of the weed killers, for example, atrazine, some of the fertilizers that are nitrate-based, even though we need nitrogen, nitrate-based fertilizers are a bit different. They are commonly detected agricultural compounds that find their way into drinking water and groundwater and surface water as well. If you look at these studies that have been published, a number of them in the last 20 years or so, pregnant women exposed to higher concentrations of nitrates in the drinking water are more likely to give birth to babies with limb deficiencies, with neural tube defects, malformations of the spinal cord, cleft palates, that sort of thing. And in addition to that, these same chemicals have been associated with gastroenteritis. There's a hole that develops in the belly when you have a real serious problem. This is worse than an ulcer, and that's from atrazine and really nothing else, frankly. Atrazine is these things are horrible. Now, I will hear from people who will say, I've had this conversation on the air with listeners who would say, yep, we use it because it increases our yield, we make more money, therefore we can survive better. But how about surviving longer? What's more important, the here and the now and what you make, or the quality of your life as you age? So you look around. Let's see here. I'm looking at some of these states. I talked about Montana and Idaho earlier on. You go south to New Mexico, out to the West Coast. There also are problems. Arizona, California, Colorado, Idaho, Montana, Nevada, New Mexico, Oregon, Utah, Washington, Wyoming. In these studies that review the ecological impact, the health impacts of all of these things that we're talking about, this is very dangerous stuff. So you could say to me, well, Doug, okay, you're so smart, give us something else to use. Well, there are a lot of compounds that are much more natural. Frankly, this brings us back to having animals, chickens, cows especially, some poultry, and bovine activity, put that stuff together and mix it into a compost and spread that. You'll find that the results are just as good, if not better, from the commercial fertilizers, and it's a whole lot better for you and your health. How about that? Okay, so I wanted to go back to the cancer story a little bit and give you a little bit more definition, a little bit more information, so you can make intelligent decisions on what to use, what to put on your land. That's the story. Those are my thoughts. This is the American Family Farmer, and I'm Doug Steffen.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit bobksound.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.